Hi, everybody. Ugh. Sorry. I'm recovering from a cold. It's making me kind of sound phlegmy and disgusting, but it's also allowed me to take my voice down a few octaves, I guess. So I'll have a nice, smooth, chocolatey radio voice for y'all today. Am I sounding nice in your car stereo right now? Hopefully. Hopefully you enjoyed that last song. That was Cuz by Shallow North Dakota. Hey, it wasn't Christmas music. It's Boxing Day. We can listen to regular music again. We don't have to listen to, you know, Michael Bublé's Christmas songs. We can just listen to his regular discography, which I'm sure is all right. Our next song is a little wintry. You know, Shallow North Dakota, that's kind of wintry. North Dakota's cold, so we're still it's still a bit thematic for the holiday season, I guess. This is Neighborhood Number One, Tunnels by Arcade Fire, about a neighborhood getting covered in snow. Ooh, great song. Let's listen to it.
Still. seven lines, give me a slice. I like your flesh, I know what's best. You can be my cause of death, dressed in Sunday's best. If he say, if he say, 9 7 9s, give me a slice. I like your flesh.
That was Teen Suicide. Predictably a bleak name for that kind of depressing song. Yeah, a bunch of slower paced sad sort of songs in that set, you know, starting out with Neighborhood Number One, Tunnels by Arcade Fire, and then Fi-Fi by Young Fathers. I guess that one wasn't really sad. That was just kind of creepy. But the next one I think is going to pump a little more energy back into this show. This is a very crazy electronic track by Square Pusher. It's called Chin Hippie. We'll be right back.
continents of some Apex acid.
I think that probably pumped a little bit of energy back into the broadcast. That was Cock slash Version slash Ver 10 by Aphex Twin. Before that was Fistful of Butter by the Happy Jawbone Family Band. And then a similar sort of dissonant electronic musician, Square Pusher, also a great artist, with the song Chin Hippie before that. Again, we're going to take it a little lower energy, something a bit softer, a bit maybe easier on your ears. This is House Shape by Mount Eerie.
Thank you. got his hand up over there in that there tree?
I have no idea.
You better show me some. Pages upon pages of luminous material, well suited for stations, but better for Watmans. It's an aerial view of what I've seen on the flight of my life. Just trying to peep all I can do before the twilight. Get it. My ethic has never been a whole lot of sweat. Up until now, see, I need my milk, but you won't get the cow's nipple, so someone who sits. So I rise to all occasions, like a crowd giving ovations. Standing, I'm standing on the edges of this beat, just to make a fuss with the sample. Make it bounce to it like a trampoline. I pass the peace when I'm done with my portion. It goes like that with open lights. Hate and pace of fools are gathered. Got no master strike. I couldn't light up, but it took no watch if they tried. The only buttons you push is mine, so I must surprise. That's another thing. It's like you try to take in the duke. Too many raps of suki. Stringy like crocs and lots of gooey fingerlick action for purchasers. My purse was high, so when you look up in the sky, you see a burst fly by. Nocturnally, my brain functions to a different tick. And I can really open up a bill with this brick. Like a compass for the stars for light. See, I'm a knight in the temple of precision. Rhyme equates interstellar regions and raising the hatch. So I can keep an eye on constellations for visitors. Rap takes math configurations of path intersections. When I connect with folks for a spell before I move on, equipped with a rope for the well, plus container for extractions at the level. When the rhyme table flows and moves, I'm a pro with the grooves that go against the grain of your harvest. Seven strokes of an artist, Reverend Pope Minister, Master Marvelous, like that, y'all.
Like that,
and if
y'all.
You don't get it, I'm about to show you what it comes down to, so don't forget it. Bust it, I keep it rustic.
Say what?
Bust it, I keep it rustic.
Say what?
Bust it, I keep it rustic.
Say what?
Must let you know about the back folks telling those bust it. I keep it rustic.
Say what?
Bust it. I keep it rustic.
Say what?
Bust it. I keep it rustic.
Say what?
Must let you know about this back road shit. Yeah, I'm from an up close artery known as the long mile with a starter key. It gets there of the strongest song styles. Eclectic prose, throw the outlet for input. And I reach into the world to affect my output. Inverted styles like that can make your eyes roll back. If they execute it clean, it's intriguingly exact. The golden section of rap, nature made these dimensions. Manifested in mobile only auditory selection. I polish off and rap it like a stack on the go. And keep it true like going, because I think before I flow. Nothing I'll regret ever gets past the back of my feet. Packing a briefcase of briefcases of relief. It's a promo to hand you for this common rapid digestion. Cause this happens, rappers ain't serious about sessions. They record our records, y'all put it on me to find a cure all. See, I'ma do my part and keep it stark. Got nothing to hide except my methods. If you can just the passes, I'll drill right through it and move these passes at a quick rate. If you can't see straight, I got you spiraling down with your own infection. You need dialect disinfection, try a neck check. Cause misdirection always got the arrow pointing back at you. This collection was brought to you courtesy of Nico 7. From 360 fathoms as a Nautilus, now I'm chasing phosphorus. Phosphorus.
Monsterous.
Check it out. I go bust it. I keep it rustic.
Say what?
Bust it. I keep it rustic.
Say what?
Bust it. I keep it rustic.
Say what?
Must let you know about the back row. And it goes bust it. I keep it rustic.
Say what?
Bust it. I keep it rustic.
Say what?
Bust it. I keep it rustic.
Say what?
Must let you know about the back row. And it goes
Maybe I'll take a little breather.
Rustic setting, letting steam through my pen to write the flat rap. Then I write another and blend a couple styles from the first to make the formula work. Out the page with the cure for your thirst. See my days flow by. Will I just try to get shit together? As my previous tries have been a tester. Now it's 97 and sleep, just ain't cool no more. Now hardly rappers are down to school no more. The aging rap that I miss, the rappers are boring, but that's not what the spoon-fed masses think. Classes clink on some champagne crap, but I'ma make a mint in time. But first, my mind wants to elevate this shit before the life is gone from it. I'ma kick your brain until you want it like that, like that. I keep it. Say what?
Bust it.
I keep it rustic.
Say what?
Bust it. I keep it rustic.
Say what?
Must let you know about this back row shit. Go bust it.
I keep it rustic.
Say what?
Bust it.
I keep it rustic.
Say what?
Bust it. I keep it rustic.
Say what?
Must let you know about this back row shit.
Hey, Maybell. Why don't you help me with this over here? Because I've been trying to get your ass out here for about 2 days now.
What the fuck you want me to help you, man?
Help me with this.
We interrupt you to let you know Dusty Bumps is over and over. We're 75!
Say what?
Must let you know what.
That was... that was the band New Fries with the song Mary Poppins Pockets. Before that, you heard, of course, the Vancouver rapper Mocha Only with Rustic Electric / We're 75 Out. And before that was Mount Erie with the song House Shape. Our next song is by an artist called Thquib. I believe that's probably how you pronounce it. It's spelled T-H-Q-U-I-B. And the song is Broken Sibyl from their album Normalize Rotting in Bed. You know, these electronic artists, they come usually with very good album titles, but unpronounceable artist names and song names. But, you know, Broken Sibyl, that's all right. Anyway, great song. Enough of my yapping. Let's listen to it.
I'm looking at a doll, wondering where to it in the arm? Or shall I put it in the knee? Shall I put it in the head? Or in the heart where it ought to be? Too nice and Nigel, too nice and Nigel, not as obnoxious as Nigel would be. Too nice and Nigel, too nice and Nigel, not as obnoxious as Nigel would be.
The great song Asshole by Beck. Before that, we heard Too Nice for Nigel by 48 Chairs. And starting out the set was Broken Sybil by Thquib, Thquib. Next song is a band I played a few times on this program before. Great band from Toronto I found recently. This is Luge with the song Power Mallard. Power Mallard.
To out, to make, to die. Sister says that I'm no good. I'd reassure her if I could. All I want to do is to spend some time with you so I can hold you.
That was Winter's Love by Animal Collective. Another song which kind of goes with the holiday season a little bit. Before that, You and Your Sister by Chris Bell. And before that was Power Mallard by Luge. The next song, you've probably had your fill of holiday songs by now, but this is for a holiday that I think is a little underappreciated, that happens to be today, Boxing Day. It's, you know, very hard to find Boxing Day songs. They don't even have many Boxing Day movies. I mean, the way I see it, you got three options, really. Rocky, Raging Bull, and maybe Kangaroo Jack, which I think might be about a boxing kangaroo. But other than that, your pickings are pretty slim. You know, even Hanukkah's got Eight Crazy Nights. But anyway, this was the Boxing Day song I found. It's about Rocky Balboa. It's a comedy classic, guys. It's Rocky by the Lonely Island. That'll be the last song of the set. Last song of the show, I mean. But have a nice Boxing Day, everybody. And maybe you can scrap and box with all your family that you've gathered for the holiday season. Anyway, see ya. This has been Lizard Music.
Story that I think you'll like. It's not about Shaq or Iron Mike. So buckle your seatbelts, it's gonna get choppy, and listen to the tale of the time I fought Rocky. One day me and all my friends were hanging, talking about which of the girls was most banging. Then one friend says,
you know who's really tough? Rocky.
Hit me, home.
The boxer.
Man, I said, yeah, I know him. What about him? He said,
he's really tough.
No way, man, I'm calling you bluff. I think that I can take him, and to prove my point, I'll challenge him in public.
Yeah, that's the joy.
So the very next day, stayed true to my word, and I stuck on TV so I could be heard. I said, Rocky, if you're out there, I think you're a nerd, and I'll lick you and bury you like a dog turd. I got kicked out, but the candle was lit, cause the people had to know if my claim was legit. It made the headlines, then I got the call. It was Rocky, and he wanted a brawl. We negotiated terms and set the date, then I went into training to add some muscle weight. While I punched on meat in a rickety shack, he was sipping on wine, having models rub his back. At the weigh-in, boy, the tension was high. Me and Rock toe-to-toe and eye-to-eye. I talked some trash, we got pulled apart. I shot him one last look to strike fear in his heart. Skip ahead, the big night was finally here. My body was ripped and my mind was clear. We entered the arena to the roar of the crowd. People chanting my name, I never felt so proud. Faced off once more in the center of the ring. Touched gloves, said a prayer, then the bell went. He hit me with a left and shattered my face. And a right set my teeth all over the place. Then another great punch caved in my eye socket. He broke my jaw and my trainer yelled,
stop it!
But nobody heard him and he crushed my ribs. Blood sprayed off my face and onto some kids. They yelled out,
more!
And Rocky obliged. I had to think of some way to turn the tide. So I leaned back to hit him with all of my might. Took a swing, but he caught me with a sucker punch right. Then a sucker punch left and a sucker punch right. Then 22 consecutive sucker punch right. He tore off my arms and beat me with them. Then threw acid in my face, which obscured my vision. He kicked me in the leg and fractured my shin. The bone splinter shot right out of my skin. People barfed in the crowd, they were going insane. Then Rocky punched my nose bone into my brain. I was quivering and twitching when I soiled my shorts. Then Rocky pissed on me, customary in sports. The doctor came out and pronounced me dead. And that was the night I fought Rocky.
Punched in the face,